We're talking today with Dr. Steve Nash. He is curator of archaeology here at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science about a very unique form of art. This is called Zuni map art.
Jim Enote, the former director of the Yashiwi-Awan Museum at Zuni Pueblo, recognized some time ago that the maps that he uses on a day-to-day basis, whether it's Google Maps or Rand McNally Atlas or anything, does not represent the Zuni world very well, in that those maps will get him to the cities, to Gallup, to, you know, Albuquerque, to the cities that he needs to go on. It'll name roads and it'll name some landmarks, but the landmarks that are named in there are named with either English or Spanish names. San Francisco Peaks in Flagstaff, Arizona, for instance, not by Zuni names. And so he said, we need to do a project to record the Zuni names of these places. And what he likes to say is there are many ways of knowing, and he is totally spot on with that. And we all would do well to remember that. There are many ways of knowing. So the Zuni Map Art Project is to make tangible that perspective on the world. And so what Jim's premise is with Zuni Map Art is he commissioned a series of Zuni artists, professional artists, to make maps of the American Southwest in ways that are meaningful to Zunis. So orientation doesn't matter, right? We put north at the top of our maps for historic and arbitrary reasons, ultimately. But you could put anything at the top. Scale doesn't matter. What's important to Jim and his colleagues were the stories that are represented in these maps. And when I saw the Zuni Map Art Collection, I looked at it and said, this is fantastic. This is so cool. This is exactly what we need. But Reserve New Mexico, the area where I do archaeological research and arguably a homeland for the Zunis, was not represented in the Zuni Map Art Project. So we went to Octavius Sayotowa, who works for the Zuni Cultural Resources Assessment Team, and said, hey, Octavius, can we get a piece of Zuni map art for the reserve area? And he said, yep, let me talk to Ronnie. Ronnie agreed to do it, and we commissioned it. And 2 years later, we've got this wonderful, wonderful piece of Zuni map art for the area that we work in that has significance for the Zunis that they hadn't yet documented in a piece of Zuni map art. This will ultimately go on exhibit upstairs in our Native American Cultures Hall. It's a long process to get things put onto display, and so what we're doing is making digital copies available in various media for the time being, but it's a spectacular piece.
It's beautiful. As you said, maps are oriented to the view of the culture that creates those maps, whether it's north, south, east, or west. Or I've seen floor mosaics in the Holy Land that are oriented to Jerusalem. It really is a human construct. What's interesting about this map is that it's very different. I understand there's actually three horizontal parts.
Mm-hmm. So what Ronnie did was, again, he wanted to make a map of the area around Reserve New Mexico, which is near the Arizona border, a couple hours over to the west. It's a remote area. The county is bigger than four different states, but there's only 6,000 people there, and there's 18,000 elk, and it's ponderosa pine forest, and it's great hunting grounds. In fact, Octavius and Ronnie have been hunting in this part of the world since the late 1960s, early 1970s. But when they met us in reserve, and we took them to a whole series of archaeological sites, they didn't know that those sites were there, because when they go out, they don't look for archaeological sites, because archaeological sites have power that can be dangerous. And so when we go and looked at these sites, I showed them to them. There's the Tularosa rock art panel, which has some rock art elements that Octavius says are the best in the American Southwest. And it's their Zuni creation story is recorded in this panel. And then I took them to Tularosa Cave, which was excavated by the Field Museum in 1950. They had never seen that. And then we showed them the Great Kiva, the ceremonial structure that we've been excavating. And I showed them a cliff dwelling. And then they showed me or pointed out that Eagle Peak, the largest mountain in the area, is a sacred mountain to them. So what we did is I gave Ronnie a whole series of photographs to archaeological material that was important to me and to the museum and to our project. And then he produced a painting that shows those sites from a Zuni perspective and what's important from them. And here's where it really got interesting for me is that when he first produced a draft of this painting, he put Tularosa Cave, which from my orientation with north at the top, and Tularosa Cave should be in the northeast, so the upper right of the painting, he put it in the lower left. And I called him up and I said, Ronnie, man, you goofed. You put Tularosa Cave in the wrong place. He said, what do you mean, Steve? This is from the perspective from Zuni Pueblo. It's totally in the right place. You're just being culturally ethnocentric. And I said, you know what, Ronnie, you're totally right. He had the geography right. I just made an assumption about the piece of art. And it's a view of the reserve region from a Zuni perspective from the location of Zuni Pueblo.
Now, are we looking out from this cave?
The image on here is modeled after a photograph. When you go in the cave and you look out, this is the silhouette that you see. So yes, you're looking from the inside of the cave out. And when I go in there, I see archaeological sites. What he sees in this image is four women working on corn. So he put silhouettes of four women working corn because there are four grinding pits or storage pits in Tularosa Cave that you can see in the bedrock today. So he put those in there. Again, this is the confluence of an archaeological understanding of the world plus a Zuni cosmological understanding of the world, which is one of the things that makes it so ridiculously cool.
It is. It's beautiful. Who is this imposing figure in the center?
So the imposing figure in the center is really interesting. That's a Knifewing or Thunderbird, if you will. It's modeled after the rock art Thunderbirds that are found scattered in the painting. But this image, it was actually created by Ronnie's great-great-grandfather-in-law and was painted on a deer hide in the late 1800s. And it's a bow priest symbol. And he asked his family for permission to include this in this piece of Zuni map art. It hadn't been published or reproduced anywhere else. He asked his family. They granted him permission. So it's now the centerpiece of this piece of map art. And it's the bow priest.
That is absolutely beautiful. Here's the settlement here.
That's the Great Kiva that we're excavating. That's his reconstruction of the Great Kiva. And then this is a cliff dwelling plus a little piece of rock art that's right there. I had taken them to a place called Hinkle Park Cliff Dwelling. That one wasn't as important to them. This is a cliff dwelling I've never been to because it's way up high in the mountains. You can barely see it. But that's the one that they chose to include. And then this is the Tularosa rock art panel where all of these design elements come from. And these are the sites that I had been looking at in this part of the world as an archaeologist. These aren't the sites that they had been looking at as hunters. But when we went to the Tularosa rock art panel, Octavius looked down. It's in a valley, the Tularosa River Valley, and it's very flat. It's great for agriculture. And Octavius looked at it and he said, there's a site up there. And we went up on top of the cliff. And sure enough, there was a pueblo, an archaeological ruin up on top of the cliff. So, you know, they knew what they were looking at immediately when they saw this. And then this is Eagle Peak in the background. So again, you're looking south from Zuni Pueblo. And then Eagle Peak is up here. There's animal tracks that are showing the animals that they go and hunt down there. And then the zigzags and the spirals and the wandering lines and things like that, those are indications of Zuni travels. They came up out of the Grand Canyon at the beginning of time and then wandered the southwest until they made it back to what they call the middle place, their current home at Zuni Pueblo. And this is the figure of Salt Woman. She is at Zuni Salt Lake, but she's telling some of the stories of their migrations around the American Southwest. So up here is abstract moon, abstract sun, the Milky Way, and then supernova symbol here that is represented in the rock art panel in various places. And then you'll see all kinds of detailed elements here. Basically, if you see an element that you don't know what it means, it represents rain because all of the dances are about rain.
Because it's a dry place.
It's a dry place. Here's a waffle garden, not because they grow waffles, but because it looks like a waffle, and that's what you see represented out here in the plains.
What's beautiful about this Zuni art map is that it has sort of close-ups and faraways in the same representation. There are personal aspects of hunts, and that there are historical examples as well. And then this orientation on the very bottom, where instead of orienting from the sky and looking kind of down and out, you're actually looking as though you were standing on the ground looking towards a settlement.
Yep. And this goes back to Jim Enoch's admonition that for maps, scale doesn't matter. Orientation doesn't necessarily matter. Perspective is what matters, and it's the vignettes that matter. So yes, there are different scales represented on this image. There are different perspectives represented on this image. But that's the point. That's not the exception. This would drive somebody at Rand McNally bonkers because it's art. It's not a map in the traditional Anglo-Saxon way of looking at it or something like that. It is a map for me because I know the points of reference. And that's Jim Enoch's point about Rand McNally maps or about Google Maps is that it's presenting one perspective. It's not presenting everybody's perspective. There are many ways of knowing.
Many ways of knowing, many ways of doing a map, and many ways of reflecting what is important. And just as language reflects what is important and reflects different things about a culture, so too the art and the maps reflect what is important to the Zuni.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So next year we'll be able to see this beautiful map in our
Crane Hall of Native American Indian Cultures.
That'll be cool. That's going to turn out nice.
Oh my God, yeah, it's ridiculous.